Country Club FM.
There you go. It's a clown horn.
That's appropriate, I do believe.
You could call that the bike horn, too. Those are the kind of horns you used to put on your bike. You'd remember, those would be fun because you'd have a bike and then you'd put accessories on there. It was always fun putting on a headlight because it was like you were working on a vehicle. It's like you're working on a car, truck, and you'd put on a rear view mirror or you would install the horn like that or you'd put other things on it and
baseball and so cards. Baseball.
I never did that.
Oh, I
respected baseball cards.
Yeah. Well, there were some players that, you know, you had like 25 of them.
You're telling me you're smart enough not to put a Mickey Mantle rookie card.
Oh, a George Mitterwald always appropriate. I love Mitty.
I'm sure,
wrong,
I'm sure George's family would love to hear that.
Yeah, every pack had a George Mitterwald in it. So
he was a twin there for a while, what, a backup catcher kind of guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost got a home run ball from him one time out in
Darn!
Because he didn't hit many.
I almost got a foul ball in right field at Met Stadium. It went foul, but almost bounced around to the wooden bleachers from one Glenn Adams, the left-handed hitting DH, primarily a DH.
So I did get a Jim Rice foul ball.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? We have an almanac salute. We're having too many of these this week, and here is another one, almanac salute.
Hi, bud.
Hi, Ed.
Wait, Daddy! Wouldn't you like to sit down in your chair and relax?
Let me get rid of these first.
Oh, I'll take them. You just sit down.
You got this chair. Thumbtacks? Blue?
Yeah, Kitten. She is. She's passed away. The actress that played Kathy Kitten Anderson on Father's Knows Best has died at the age of 80. Her son Matthew wrote on Facebook, she died yesterday. She had been battling cancer for over 5 years. So, Kitten Anderson.
The youngest of the three.
The youngest. You had your Betty, you had your Bud, and then you had your Kathy and or Kitten on Father Knows Best. Lauren Chapin. She had a tough life. She had to deal with some abuse when she was young, and I don't remember her doing a whole lot of acting, really, after Father Knows Best.
I don't really either.
Obviously, Eleanor Donahue did.
Oh, yes.
Right?
She played the older daughter.
Yes, she was the oldest daughter. Eleanor Donahue. Wasn't she in... What shows was she... I was going to say Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
She was a girlfriend.
Her love interest.
Yes.
They just they just didn't like the chemistry, I guess, between them.
That's a big thing, chemistry.
They had trouble finding a female to be his love interest. But I thought she was great on the show. She was the lady druggist.
Chemistry is important. I mean, that's like you. But somehow we find a way to make it work. I'm like nitrogen. You're like glycerin. I mean, it's like
it's explosive.
I'm Coke and you're Mentos. Kind of thing. Goodbye, Lauren Chapin, Kitten from Father Knows Best. Now gone. But not forgotten. Today, Wednesday, February 25th, 56th day of the year. Patent of the day, 1836. We had ourselves the Colt 45. Samuel Colt received his patent for his pistol. One of the more famous ones, Neil, the Colt 45.
Yes.
In fact, there was a baseball team named the Colt 45s.
I think there was a beer named Colt 45.
Yeah, exactly.
It was terrible.
The Colt 45, that was the precursor to the Houston Astros.
Yes.
In Houston.
What was that? All men weren't created equal, but Sam Colt made them equal or something. I don't know what the quote is.
Quoted that? Who coined it?
Some
famous man?
Yeah.
1836. 1964.
He could not continue. Winner by a TKO in the seventh round, Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay, the next day he would change his name to the more recognizable and known Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah.
This date in 64 was a TKO, a 7-1 underdog. Cassius Clay knocked out Sonny Liston, winning the world heavyweight boxing title. That was back in 1964. Sit back and enjoy this. What time is it, Neil?
It's TV theme time, Jim.
And this is TV theme greatness here. This is one of the best ones. Here's another one that in the 70s got radio play and was a hit. It's the theme to the show on ABC, and it debuted today, SWAT. Strategic Weapons Attack Team, is that what SWAT stands for?
I believe so.
Yeah. I loved this show as a kid. And the theme just got you going. It just got you going. It really did. So SWAT premiered on this date. That was back in 1975 for SWAT. So you remember watching that show?
Yeah, they had the A-Team and then they had SWAT and... They were both great.
Well, SWAT, A-Team came quite a few years after SWAT.
Yeah, I should say SWAT, but it was, kind of had a similar feel to it to me.
Well, the SWAT people, though, those weren't mercenaries who were running from the law and running from Colonel Decker. Wrongly accused of wrongdoing, of taking, money during the Vietnam War or whatever it was. But same thing. I mean, a lot of weapons, a lot of bangs,
It was a good show.
Armored vehicles and so forth. 1975, and then 2025, here on this date. Having internet issues, Neil. I don't like when that happens.
It has happened.
Please stand by. Things are freezing up on us. Doesn't happen often. It's happening more often, though, which...
A little concerning.
First, my old truck is getting stolen, and then we've got... We're having internet issues here. Let me make sure we're even connected to the internet. It's our Wi-Fi here at the radio station sometimes that struggles just a bit. Because the salespeople over there obviously watching videos on the other side of the building.
Maybe that's what it is.
Non-approved videos, too.
Well.
We're just wasting time at this point. Yeah. The news item was the woman from Missouri who pleaded guilty on this date. To the scam to try and steal Graceland from Elvis Presley's family.
Right.
If you remember that was brazen 2025 this day. We're going to move on to birthdays.
Today we've got some people who say they have a mother-in-law from hell. One mother-in-law threatened to have her daughter's husband killed. Right? Good functional family? One followed her son-in-law everywhere he went, trying to catch him cheating. What if your own mother was doing everything in her power to break you and your husband apart?
On the next, Sally Jesse Raphael. There she is, Sally Jesse Raphael. No longer hosting talk shows, but she's 91 today. She would hit the hard-hitting topics. Controversial.
Right. Oh,
the mother-in-law from hell. What you do there is you take them down to Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, and send her out for a walk. Hey, could you go pick up some tacos there, Mom? Mm-hmm. See what happens. Sally Jesse Raphael is 91. Neil, you ready to head to the prairie?
A wood floor, real glass windows, room for the girls and one for us.
Don't forget a door that locks.
That too. Now if I hear wolves at night, I won't be afraid.
Real wood floors, Eddie? Yeah, they just moved into the little house. Karen Grassel played Ma. Ma Ingalls, Caroline Ingalls, Carolyn. Charles said Carolyn. Mrs. Olson will always call her Caroline.
Yeah.
I think you can go either way.
I think you can.
Little House on the Prairie. It's Karen Grassley. She's 84 here today.
Number one! To be the man, baby! You have to beat the man! Woo!
The Nature Boy, Neil.
Woo!
He was styling and profiling. One of the greats of professional wrestling from here was trained by Vern Gagne, but I don't even know unless he did early days, very early days of the 70s. He wrestled in the AWA.
Oh, he did.
But he was more NWA because he trained here. Obviously, he got his start through Vern Gagne and then very early on. But he was a pudgy, fat little guy, big guy, but kind of pudgy. And then he got himself in shape. And, of course, he was in that horrible plane crash that involved Jim Crockett Promotions. and the NWA, but he wrestled mainly there. That's why he was in the WCW when that whole thing took place and the WCW became bigger. But he's one of the greatest of all time. He's Ric Flair, Neil.
Still doing some commercials.
He did, yeah. And he would call something Space Mountain. I don't know if you want to look into that.
Yeah.
He had a nickname, Space Mountain. Ric Flair, 77 today. Never found this guy tremendously funny, but somewhat humorous.
I got more. Check it out. Look, my grandma's bra. Hey, what's that? I'm good. I know, grandma doesn't like that joke either. It's okay. Here's a little party favor for someone that has asthma.
He's the prop comic, Neil, and props don't work that great on radio, but you kind of get the idea.
Yeah.
He had the prop there was that it was an asthma inhaler, but then also the party favorite thing that would extend out, kind of like what's his name that would sneeze in Maple Major League and sneeze and look like a party favor. So that's Carrot Top. He's 61, Neil, for Carrot Top. That's unbelievable, really, yeah.
Rudy, 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 Rudy.
He was Rudy, Sean Astin.
Rudy, 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 Rudy.
An inspirational story, right?
Yes, it was.
Even if you hate Notre Dame football.
Yeah.
You got to love Rudy.
Like that.
You got to love Rudy, and he was Rudy, Sean Astin. And yes, in real life, the real life Rudy did sack the Georgia Tech quarterback. It wasn't nearly as dramatic as they made it in the film, of course. In fact, there's a clip of it. Don Crickey barely doesn't even mention who made the tackle, I don't think, because it was at the end of the game and Notre Dame was going to win and it was garbage time. But and it's funny that that quarterback from Georgia Tech, his name was also Rudy. Did you know that? Rudy Allen.
I did not know that.
Rudy Allen was the Georgia Tech quarterback that Rudy tackled, both in real life and in the movie, Rudy. And, of course, he was a hobbit, too. Big, hairy feet. Short in stature, but with big hairy feet. That's Sean Astin, son of John Astin, right? Gomez Adams?
I believe it
and
was,
Patty Duke?
Yes.
Patty Duke Austin, or Astin?
Astin.
55 today.
I was so into you, okay? And you basically turned me into a female version of yourself. And then you got bored dating me because you were dating yourself.
Huh.
I mean, I was jogging. I hate jogging.
Jogging's amazing.
Jogging is the worst, Chris. I mean, I know it keeps you healthy, but God, at what cost?
You stay.
That is Rashida Jones. That's her on Parks and Rec. She is very good in those mockumentary shows. We talked about Parks and Rec.
Yes.
She was in Parks and Rec and The Office.
Well, two of your favorites.
And I loved her in I Love You, Man, as well. That's the one with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd, where they're slapping the bass and they're singing and dancing to Rush. Yes. Rashida Jones. That's Quincy Jones' daughter, too. So she does have some music background. 50 today, and not Malcolm, the one that wasn't in the middle.
Look, I don't like this any better than you do. Let's just get it over with. Dude, this book's totally wrecked. What'd you do to it?
I threw it out a duck.
Oh, where's your math book?
Which half?
We'll just start with geography, then.
I don't take geography.
Yes, you do. You got a grade in it.
Oh, that can't be good.
He was the youngest. He was the youngest of the family, Malcolm in the middle. I think he was the dumbest.
It appeared that way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's Justin Bearfield, who was Reese on Malcolm in the Middle, 40 today.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. One of the Marx Brothers, you know. Everybody knows there was three. Some people know there were four. The real hardcore know there were five. You can't forget about Gummo. But Zeppo Marx, born on this day, 1901.
Everyone says I love you. The cop on the corner and the burglar too. The preacher in the pulpit and the man in the pew says I love you.
He was more of the straight man, right?
Yes.
He never got any of the funny lines.
No, he was the, you know, the kind of the normal.
Sing.
Yeah, and
right.
He could sing a little bit, for sure. So there you go. That is Zeppo Marx. Groucho, Chico, Harpo, Zeppo, and Gummo, born on this day, 1901. He was, he was Thurston Howell III on Gilligan's Island. Before that, I knew him as the voice of Mr. Magoo Jim Backus, born on this day, 1913.
Yes, my boy, man doesn't start living until after he's married.
Howl never runs in the face of danger.
No!
He walks very fast.
Lobby, I'll kill him!
So many good clips from Thurston Howell III and, of course, Lovey.
And Lovey, yes, they were great. Born on this day, 1913, the very talented Jim Backus. Tennis Hall of Famer Bobby Riggs. Of course, he had the Battle of the Sexes at the Astrodome where, you know, he was talking a big game, but he couldn't take down Billie Jean King. And he was born on this day, 1918. A bluegrass legend, the great Ralph Stanley, 1927.
He's got some of that high lonesome sound, bluegrass style, does he not?
Most certainly.
Don't forget, he also performed with his Clinch Mountain Boys.
Yep. Did the duet with Josh Turner. Me and God.
Me and God, yeah.
Great job.
Nice song. Let's see, when's the last time we played that one? We should get that one. And please, somebody.
Request lunch.
Please, somebody request that one. I think we need to hear it. I think we need to hear it. It's been way too long.
You know, when Doc Severson was busy, they turned the Tonight Show Orchestra over to Tommy Newsom. He was the backup saxophone player, funny guy, born on this day, 1929. Country Music Hall of Famer, the great, he was troubled at the end, sadly, took his own life. Aaron Young, 1932.
It's 4 in the morning, and once more of the dawning, just woke up the wanting in me.
He didn't get enough sleep. That was his problem.
Well, yeah. The he was known also as the singing sheriff, maybe the hillbilly heartthrob.
I love those.
If you will.
And on his corner, the hillbilly heartthrob.
You know, he went into the Country Music Hall of Fame, but just 64 alcohol problems and some issues, and again, sadly, took his own life at a young age. Ferry, but he helped make a lot of money for Willie Nelson when Willie really needed it with Hello Walls. Ferry and Young, 1932. A fine basketball commentator, Billy Packer, along with, Jim Nance, didn't they do a lot of games together? Billy Packer, you may remember that if you watch college basketball. He was the guy for many games, 1940. One of the Fab Four, the Beatles' George Harrison, born on this day, 1943.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
One of the few times John and Paul let him sing.
Right. Found out he could do it, too. Then, of course, did some nice work on his own. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer there, George Harrison, 1943. And one of the Allisons, Davy Allison, NASCAR racer, died tragically young. Born on this day, 1961. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right. Thank you. Would you like to do a Bob-a-thon? Please drive safely, and we'll see you here on... No, I won't be here on Monday, but you'll have all next week all by yourself.
Yeah.
Or with hopefully some co-hosts and sidekicks.
We'll be back together, I guess, a week from Monday.
Yep. Would you like to do what's that?
And you've got the All Request Lunch today?
Sundance. Yes.
At Sundance.
Sundance, yep. Entertainment Center, yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay.
Bob-a-thon, Dirks Bentley, free and easy down the road, brought to you by Logan Companies. I've come to expect it from you, George Strait, or Toby Keith. How do you like me now?
It's got to be free and easy down the road I go, Dirks Bentley.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Oak Cliff,